Okay, we got to Payam Abayz, the second to last line. So the Gemara had a memra that they only said Tumas Atahaim by Tumas Meis, and which means obviously Lafuke is something else. So Gemara was trying to figure out what is coming Lafuke. The Gemara first wanted to say Tumas Sheretz, but then if it's Tumas Sheretz, then it's not negated to the Bailim, so it would be negated to the Kain, and then we would be Paishat the Shaila that Tumas Atahaim is Mutter for a Kain as well. So the Gemara was Daicha, and the Gemara said, no, what we're talking about over here is Tumas Hatahim of Ziva. Which means to say, by Ziva, if a person sees, let's say, three Riyas, he's a Zav, and now he's in the middle of a Shivanakim, is on the seventh day, so as of now, he doesn't know if everything stays status quo, he stays clean for the rest of the day, he'll be tar. If you'll see later on today, he'll end up being Saiser. As of now, he doesn't know if he's going to see or not. So it's a Tumas Tahaim. He doesn't know if currently now he's Tameh or he's able to come out of his Tumah. So that's what we're talking about over here. If he eventually sees, he brought the Karban Pesach first and then he eventually sees. That's what the Hadamin would be, that the Tzitzu Mirats on the Tumas Tahaim of Ziva. Kamash Alon, then no, it's only Mirats on the Tumas Tahaim of Meis and not on the Tumas Tahaim of Ziva, and therefore he would not be Yaitse.
If that's how we're explaining
Tumas
Atahim by Ziva, how are we explaining it by
Mace? Mace means that you touched it and you didn't know that you touched it because it was covered up, or you were mal on it and you didn't know because it was covered up. But by Ziva, how do you not know? Right?
I mean, you don't know. You don't feel it. I don't know.
But it was possible to know. I mean, if a guy touched a Mace that wasn't covered, that's not Tumas Atahim. Tumas Atahim means it's in a way that it couldn't have been known. What's by Ziva? How do you know that it, you can't, that it couldn't have been known? Teretz is because it happens on Mafreya. Right. So at the time that you did it, you didn't know yet that it's going to happen. Right. So says the Gemara.
Why not just he became a Zav? He wasn't a Zav, an actual Zav.
So then, as of now, that's not Tumas Tahaim. Now he's 100% tar. You need to become Tamim Mafreya.
Mafreya was straight through.
Right. Yeah.
And why are we only doing between the second and third, not between the first and second?
Well, the way I just explained, we're not even doing it between the second and the third. We're doing it after the third, during the Shiva Nakim, because it's slaves of the Shiva Nakim. But in L'chayra, the same halacha would also be true between the Riyas. Mm-hmm. But the Rashi Grada said the case is what we were talking about on the end of the Shiva Nakim. He's on the day 7, he already had Mixes Yom Kekula, he's going to the Mikvah, he's bringing his carbon pass, and then later on in the day he saw it, that he's being Slay Sulema Freya. A male Zav technically only needs two. For carbon he needs three, but for to have Tumah of 7 days, he only needs. It could be in between the Riyas also, which is going to be the next Gemara. The Gemara is going to discuss that idea. Lemutei Tumas Tahaim Ziva. So, in fact, it says the Gemara asks, Tumas Tahaim Ziva Lo Meratze? The Tumas Tahaim of Zav, that this is not Meratze for? Vatanya Besi Yomer. Shemeris Yom Keneged Yom. So, by a female Zava, the way it works is she has different halachas than a man. If she sees one Riyah, she's only Tameh for the following day. Who other than if she sees two Riyas, so she saw Sunday and Monday, so she's Tameh again the following day on Tuesday, and that's it. Once she sees three Riyas, then she's a Zavagdaila. So when she either saw her first Riyah or her second Riyah, that she's now a Shemer Siyon Kenek again, she has one day of Tumah, that she has to be Shemer Kenek the day that she saw. Vizarku alea, that in the meantime, so they thought on that day that she's being shamer, they thought that she's not going to see on that day, so maybe she'll be tarbar tonight and she'll be able to bring the Karban Pesach. So they shut the Karban Pesach for her. B'shein shel on that second day, on that day that she's being shamer b'tara. V'aka kachrosa, and later on in the day she saw, which comes out that she's going to be slaysa ma'alda mafreya because it's going to be mitzarev. Yesterday's Riyah with today's Riyah. So obviously she can't eat the Karban Pesach, she's talking about Afreya. However, Ubatuma Milasa Pesach Sheni, she's potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni. So the Gemara is assuming as of now, why is she potter from bringing a Pesach Sheni? In my time, Elamishum Dimratzit is, because it was Tumas time. At the time that she brought the Karan Pesach, she had no idea if she's going to see another Ria later on that day and be Slaysa Mafreya or not. So it's Tumas Atahim. And we see that it works. So obviously, the Xeris HaKosov of Tumas HaTayim, that the Tzitzis Miratza for Tumas HaTayim, is extended not only to Tumas Meis, but even to Tumas Iva. Amri, so after the Gemara, no, that's not Pshat. Loi, Mishum the Kosav of Rabbi Yisi, Mikano Abohi Metamo. We explain, because that's the way we hold, until now, that when they see the next Ria, so it's Metam and the Mafreya, because it's Mistarif to the previous Ria. Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that. Rabbi Yossi holds that no, when, let's say they see the first Ria today, the second Ria tomorrow, so it's not Metam and the Mafreya. And therefore, the reason why she's Yotzei her Karan Pesach is because B'Shas Maishah she was 100% Tara. If it's not going to work in Mafreya, so it's not Pshat that B'Shas Maishah she was Tama and she just didn't know about it. B'Shas Maishah she was 100% Tara. Friday Gemara is that Zova, Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Omer, Zov al Shtei Rios. You have a Zov who had two Rios. Sheshatu V'Zov Kwa Lov B'Shvi Shaloi on the seventh day of his Shimon Akim. So he had already a mikvah yom kippur. He went to the, so there he's going to go to the mikvah today, and he's going to be tar tonight. They shechted the karm pesach for him. The akakach ra, and then sometime later on that day, he saw one more riyah, and now he's going to be shayser his shivanakim. The chen shemers yom kineged yom sheshachtu v'zark walel that they shecht for her b'sheni shalah. On the second day, on the day that she's being shomer b'tahara, she saw later on that day, so she never completed that day b'tahara. So now we're going to say the mafreya they're tamei, and all the beds and the chairs that she sat and lied on are going to be tamei the mafreya. And nonetheless, the two men ask is pesach sheni, but they don't have to bring a pesach sheni. So if it's tamei the mafreya, so it can't be pshat. It's like we're saying until now mikana about tamei and then. In between the reason why you were yotzei to the Karan Pesach is because in between she was takatar. No, we're saying that she's Tamil Afreya. Nonetheless, we're saying that you're yotzei to the Karan Pesach. So, why you're yotzei to the Karan Pesach must be because it's Tumas Atahim. And Tumas Atahim, the Tzitzis Meratzah. So, we're back to the Raya that the Tzitzis Meratzah and Tumas Atahim, even of Ziva. Amri, and for the Gemara, my Mafreya, Midera Bonon. That which we say that is mitamim l'mafreya is only drabana. Meaning to say, midaraisa, we're going to continue with the teretz that we said until now, that Rav Yossi holds that once it was a mixas yam kakule, and then they saw it, the tumah does not go l'mafreya. And midaraisa, the reason why you're here to the Karan Pesach is because midaraisa, she was 100% Torah at the time. There wasn't even tumah at the time. If so, why the mishkavas and the mishavas tamim l'mafreya? That's exer drabanan, that they go l'mafreya. So on Xer the Rabbanan, that's definitely not going to stop you from being gay to your Karan Pesach. V'avre b'oishia savrar mitam l'mafreya min Rabbanan. B'oishia as well, we're going to...
When did she sit on these things? When did they... This is when? This is while she was...
In the morning. Let's say Sunday she saw the first Riyah. So Monday morning, she waited in Mikvah Yom Kippur. She waited, let's say, till 10, 11 o'clock. She went to the mikvah. She sat on sat on the bed.
Also, she went to the mikvah, right? She was still waiting till that night to go to the mikvah. They don't
No. We only do it exer derabanan because maybe they'll see and they'll be soiser. But midaraisa, by a nida has to wait till night. Okay. But a zav or a zava, really, you say mixes yam kagula like any other tumah.
She waited.
She waited till 10 o'clock. She went to the mikvah. At 11 o'clock, she sat on the bed, and then at 12 o'clock, she saw. So now she's soiser the mafreya. That's good for why we don't want them to go.
We thought
it was midaraisa soiser, but now we're saying according to Rabbi Yossi that it's only midrabanan. Right. The biggest reason why we don't let them go to the mikvah by day is goofa because of this chash. What if they'll see later?
But
midrabanan,
you're done.
Midrabanan, we're done. According to what we're saying now.
Yeah.
So va'av Reb Oishia saw Metama l'mafreya midrabanan. Reb Oishia as well holds of this teretz that according to Reb Yossi that which is Tami Lamafreya is only Midrabbanan b'Midraisa. Once it was a Mitzvah Yom Kikuli, it went to the Mikvah, it's Tar Gomer. And it's not even a Tumas HaTohim. Netanya, Reb Oishia Emer, Aval Zav Sherab B'Shvili Shaloi, a Zav who saw another Riya on the seventh day of his Shiva Nekiyim, says to Shalafon, so it breaks the whole thing. And Rabbi Yochanan said to Rabbi Shia, why does it break the whole thing? It should only break one day. So first the Gemara asks, before we go right there, Mimon Hashach. Rabbi Yochanan's kasha doesn't make any sense. If it works l'mafreya, meaning even though we already had a mixes yam kekulei, but Sev calls life now that he saw on that day it's going to work l'mafreya, so after the kulinister, so any day that during the Shiva Nekiyim he sees another Riyah, it comes out he didn't have Shiva Nekiyim, so then it should be Slicer all 7 days. So, and therefore it's not, once he had a Mixes Yom Kikuli, he already finished the Shiva Nekiyim, it's already done the Shiva Nekiyim, and now it's a whole new Riyah that's not Mistarif to what happened before. So Yom Kikuli, so it shouldn't even be Slicer one day. And for tomorrow, you're right. Ela ema lo yistar lo v'lo yomer. We misquoted Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan didn't ask that it should be slicer one day. Rather, he meant to ask lo yistar v'lo yomer. It shouldn't be slicer anything. That's what Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabbi Oishia. The amalei. So Rabbi Oishia answered back to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Oishia kai kavosach and a chanami. Rabbi Oishia holds like you that it's not slicer than mafreya. I affected more. How could Rabbi Oishia say that Rabbi Oishia emer metam mishka v'moishel mafreya? Didn't we just quote before that Rabbi Yezi says that all the beds and chairs, all the mishkavas and mishavas that he sat on are tamei l'mafreya? Elalav must be shvamina mitamei l'mafreya midarbanan shvamina must be Rabbi Yezi as well held of this teretz that we're saying that which is tamei l'mafreya is only midarbanan, but technically midaraisa is once he had the mixes yom kekula is tamei l'gamrei, and therefore and echanami is takanat zayser.
Because
yeah,
the Rabbi
Yochanan
does not necessarily
hold the Rabbi Yochanan. You're saying that you shouldn't be Saiser. In that regard, he's Kari Kavosach. We see there is a man number of words that you're talking about Saiser.
Okay,
that's so what he meant to say. Rabbanan. Meaning, because the Brisa said that it was Slicer.
Mm-hmm.
So Rabbi Yochanan asked, it shouldn't be Slicer, so he's saying, the Gabi is the Stira, the Rabbi Yochanan holds like you, then it's Takana Slicer.
I'm talking about the Rabbanans.
Rabbi Yochanan was the one who said it.
He doesn't hold that even the Rabbanan means it's not Slicer, so he doesn't hold the Kabbalah. You have no Raya now that Rabbi Yochanan holds the
Kabbalah. Rabbi Yochanan was asking Akasha, right? We're not bringing a Raya from Rabbi Yochanan. We're bringing a raya from Rabbi Oishia. Meaning he was asking a kasha to Rabbi Oishia, right? Rabbi Oishia said.
We're not bringing down a machlekes here?
Either way, but our raya is not from Rabbi Oishia, our raya is from Rabbi Oishia's response. So Rabbi Yochanan was a Talmud who was asking his Rebbe, right? And his Rebbe answered him back, your kasha, Rabbi Yochanan holds like that. If he wouldn't have held not like that, he would have said something or whatever. But this is what Rabbi Yochanan told Rabbi Yochanan. Your kasha, Rabbi Yochanan taka holds like that. He taka holds that it's not slicing him, afraid. So I don't know what Rabbi Yochanan responded, but at least we see that Rabbi Yochanan holds that according to Rabbi Yochanan, taka doesn't go to Mafreya. Right, because we paskin that even midaraisa goes to Mafreya. But only we're saying only according to Rabbi Yossi, and we're going to soon see there's a big problem with Rabbi Yossi, because if you always say mixes a yom kekulai, so it doesn't go to Mafreya, so then how do you ever have three weeks that are mitzaref every time? You have one day. The next morning, already you're tarif from the first riyah, and the second riyah is never going to be mitzaref. We paskin that no, even though like in Hilchos Nida, the Rishonim explained this very clearly, that we hold that even though we hold mixes yom kekulei, that means to say as of now you have a right to go to the mikvah, but it's all taking a chance. It's a gamble, because if you're going to see it later on, it's going to taka be soyos and mafreya, because you have a right to say Mrs. Yom Kikuli as long as you're not Saisa later on. But if you're Saisa later on, it's a whole double afraid that you never had a Mrs. Yom. But Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold that way. Rabbi Yossi holds that, no, once you have a Mrs. Yom Kikuli, it's over. According to this sheet of Rabbi Yossi, that does not work with Mafreya. Hashta de'amar mekadol abohu metame. If he says that Tumas Diva, the second leader, is only going to be metame mekadol abohu, not the Mafreya. So the meiz vavad lemuute mai. So going back to the member lehutra Tumas atahaim elo meiz vavad. The only thing that you are matter tumas at a time for is mace, not for other tumas. We said lafuki what? We said lafuki zav. That even though at the time that he brought it, he didn't know yet that he's going to become tumas la mafreya, nonetheless, it's a tumas at a time. So you would think that it should be mutter, nonetheless, there's no after, and it's not going to be a problem. But according to Rabbi Yossi, it's not going to be a problem, because at the time he was tar. There's no such thing as Tumas the time of Ziva, according to Rabbi Yossi. So we're back to the Kasha. So what does it mean? Loihutru elo Tumas meis bovad. What's it coming lafuke? Must be, we're going to have to go back to Tumas Sheretz. And if we're going back to Tumas Sheretz, Tumas Sheretz is not negated to the Bible, because they could be sender karbonis, like we said before. So must be it's going about the kain. The kain touches sheretz, and he didn't realize that he touched a sheretz. So now we're back to our raya that we originally started with yesterday, nishamina. So let us bring a raya, at least according to Rabbi Yossi, the kain, that memra of lehutru el lameis bavad was lafuke tumas sheretz of the kain, vehutru le tumas hatahim. And that means if he doesn't have a hatter of tumas hatahim of sheretz, must be that he does have a hatter of tumas hatahim of meis. Because if he doesn't have a din of tumas hatahim bichlau, so then of course he doesn't have a din of tumas hatahim of sheretz. He doesn't have a din of tumas hatahim. So we're back to the raya of original shayla that the din of tumas hatahim wasn't only said in the Bible, it was said for the kohen as well. Amri, everything more, no. Loilim b'bailim. Even according to Rabbi Yossi, the hatter of tumas hatahim possibly is only for the bailim, not for the kohen. U'pesach. And we're talking about a carbon pesach because lagavi a carbon nazir, if the bialim is tummy any other tumah but tumas mace, it's not going to make a difference. He can send his carbonus and it's fine. The only tumah that shteres in zirus is tumas mace. So we're talking about a carbon pesach because somewhere, and we'll be forced to say that Rabbi Yossi holds in shechem nazar and altumay sheretz, because the whole kasha yesterday was built on the assumption that a tummy sheretz, since he's going to be tar tonight, could send his carbon pesach. But there is another man damer who says that since he's tummy as of now, he cannot send his carbon pesach to be brought in shechem nazar and altumay sheretz. So Rabbi Yossi has to hold like that man damer. So if the baal was a tummy sheretz, he won't be yotzei. So you might have thought to say that dafka if he knows that he's a tummy sheretz, but if he had a tumas at the haim of sheretz, he would be yotzei, and that's what the member is saying. The loyhamu tumas atayim elo meis bavad. That means if he had a tumas atayim of sheretz, he would not be yotzei as carbon, even though it was tumas atayim.
And once you say in Rabbi Yossi that he holds that we don't say mekano lo abo, right? Rabbi Yossi only said that by the seventh day, right? What about between the first and the second?
He said it in two cases. Rabbi Yossi, he said it on the seventh day, and he also said it for a shemer siyam keneged yom. I mean, any time that you come out of your tomb of today. So between the one and two is like a shemer, yom keneged yom. You may, yes, you may not. Right? It's just like, it's a zav after one ria is almost like a shemer siyam keneged yom. If she sees another ria tomorrow, it will combine. If not,
isn't a zav after one ria about Perry? She's got to wait till that night anyway.
About Kari also goes to the mikveh, and that's just like a tumas sheretz.
Right, so that would be this number two.
That would be like the second day.
And then that night you can go already, so you're coming the second day.
Vitzdach lemuti. So that's where, since you hold in sheretz and zark and al tumas sheretz, it's negated to be b'mayi to mas time of sheretz that the bialim cannot bring. Frakta Gemara, Ela Rabbi Yossi Zava Gemura Heichem Mishkachas La. If Rabbi Yossi holds Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi, and once you have Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi, you don't have anything the Mafreya. So how you ever have a tziruf, both by a man and by a lady? Actually, by a man, there you could do it three weeks in the same day. But by a lady, who has to be three separate days, because every time that you see, it's going to always have a Mitzvah Yom Kikuloi prior to that. Or a man who happened to see on three separate days, he'll always have or makes his yom kippur prior to, and then the second riyah will never even start with the first riyah.
Wait, a man can see three times in one day and be tummy?
A man, right. A man has two ways to become tummy. He can get tummy in three different days, just like a zava. Or he could say three riyahs in one day.
Why can't that be the time that Rivas is talking about? He saw once during the day. We don't know yet whether he'll see two more, three, number two and number three.
Oh, technically, but he said the Feirish is Shemar Zim Kedagalim. He was talking about a lady. So how is it ever shaykh to become a Zavah Gedolah by a lady or by a man where it's being tummy on 3 7 days? L'chayr, you always have a mixes yom kikuli in between, and then they're never going to be mitzvah, because mixes yom kikuli is tar, and it's not going to work on mafreya. So Gemara says either you'll say b'sheifas, it was a straight flow, didn't stop, didn't let up for a moment, so there was never even a mixes yom kikuli. Yibayis ema kagoyin sherasa kol shnei ben ashmashes, or they saw 2 days in a row ben ashmashes. So let's say started out Matzah Shabbos, right? Going from Shabbos into Matzah Shabbos, so you have at the end of Shabbos it will be day number one. Going into Matzah Shabbos Sunday will be day number two. There was never mixes yom because the first second of that next day she was already seeing, and then the next evening Sunday night again she saw a whole banish mashes. So there was never whenever Monday began La Halacha, there was never a mixes yom because she was seeing a whole banish mashes. So then she'll have 3 days without a mixes yom kikuloi. Agav, from here the Rishonim bring a raya that when we say mixes yom kikuloi, you could have made a mistake to say mixes yom kikuloi means part of the morning. That means you have to wait a few minutes into the morning. From here we see that mixes yom kikuloi starts from the beginning of the halachic day. Even part of the night would be considered a mixes yom kikuloi. Otherwise the Gemara could have had a very easy teres. She saw at night. From the fact that Gemara had to come out with such a creative teretz, why it says that even 1 minute at night would have already been enough for mixes yom kikuloi, and therefore the only way is either b'sheifas or to see ben hashmashes. Boy Rabbi Yosef, kain amiratza b'tamid. If the kain is doing the avodah of the carbon tamid, hutiloi tumas atayim aloi. So does he have a din of tumas atayim or not? So we'll see soon that the Shai is Negea because it's all, first of all, it's only going to Negea if you hold Tumah the Chuyu B'tzibur, because if you hold Tumah Hotra B'tzibur, so then anyway, the Chatchila could do it. But even if you hold Tumah the Chuyu B'tzibur, so what's a Negea? Once he knows he's Tumah, he let someone else do that. The Teretz is, it's going to be Negea like this. We're going to see soon that once the shechita was done and then he found out his tummy, so then until now we thought that tumas atayim is only if you find out after everything that it doesn't pass the carbon, but it goes more than that also. If you find out after the shechita, before the zrika, you have a heter to do the zrika b'tuma also. That's part of the heter of tumas atayim. So that's the shaila over here. So let's say the kayin found out that he was tummy between the shechita, after the shechita, before the zrika, so is that matter tumas atayim or not?
Wait, why is there anything in this picture versus the shechita? This is a case where you're right.
No, if tumah hetzer b'tzibur, so if the kehanim were tummy, you don't need kaiyosel to be tummy. It seems from different sugyas that if even some kehanim are tummy, they have a right to do it lechatchila. Tumah hetzer b'tzibur means legabe karbanas tzibur.
Karbanas tzibur.
The tumah doesn't start.
We had a whole sugya yesterday, 2 days ago about
Roiv. But that's not a carbon sieber.
Right,
that's not a
carbon sieber,
right?
Carbon sieber.
But
the Gemara says other in Yuma that if you hold tumah hutra b'tzibur, then you don't even have to look for a kain tar. If all you have available is a kain tar, you don't even have to bother yourself to look.
It means with regard to a carbon sieber.
Right, regarding carbon sieber. If you hold hutra.
I always understood that it meant if the tzibur is tummy, then it's hutra.
Right.
You're saying that if it relates to a carbon sieber,
that's the chiddush. But you, the Gemara, that's what the Gemara says, because we don't hold that way. I'm saying,
okay.
Also, I mean, of course, l'chatchila, everything is supposed to be done with tara. But I'm saying, once there's a if the kohen that's in front of you is tamei, you don't have to inconvenience yourself and look for a kohen dar.
It's funny because we have the Gemara's in Kutcher that said, you know, the guy's got to run right out. And how, if it doesn't go run right out, then
because he has a problem. Because that's problem of being there.
But if he was
appointed, so then he has a hatred to be there. Kozman that he wasn't appointed yet. If he's just Tom sitting there doing nothing, he's not allowed to be there. If it was his job to do the avodah, so then he's allowed to be there.
I thought a guy sees a riyah in the middle of the base of mikdash.
Right.
He's got to run out. Whether he's doing an avodah, whether he's not. Whatever.
No, so if you hold him a hotra b'tzibra, if he was in the middle of a carbon tzibra, and he taka could wait till afterwards.
And wow. Tuya means that
the whole thing is a b'diavad. It's like a last resort. It's a last resort, right? Yeah.
So would you switch it?
Well, if it's tchuya b'tzibra, that means you have to try as much as possible to do a batara. So if there's a tara kain, you have to inconvenience yourself, even if it means looking for a kain and being matriach, you have to do that. This is mamash only a last resort.
So
boy Rabbi Yosef, kain amaratza betamid, a kain who's doing the carbon tamid. Hutulai tumas atayim, is tumas atayim mutafrem aloi or not? Meaning, intim salayim or kain amaratza betamid aseyim, meaning this whole shayla is only imtim salayim on the previous shayla. Because we had a shayla even by the karbonis where Tumas HaTayim was said, which is Pesach and Nazir, maybe it's only for the Bailam and not for the Kohen. So if that's the case, then who had in by the Talmud, it's not going to be that. It's not going to be for the Kohen. But if you're going to say that by Nazir and Pesach, there was a din of Tumas HaTayim B'tzibur, of Tumas HaTayim for the Kohen, so imtim salam kain amaratza v'karbanos, saying the kain was doing the avodah in their karbanos, meaning of the nazir and the oisah pesach, hutulat tumas hatayim, he as well is included in the heter of tumas hatayim. So now you can clarify a step further. Do we say so? Maybe hu adin kain amaratza v'talim mai? What's the halacha about a kain who's doing the avodah of the karban tamid? Mi amrina? Do we say kigamir when we learned the halacha of mesh mesinai of tumas hatayim? It was the Pesach, but it was only said by the Pesach and who had in Nazir, but b'tamid l'gemir, but it was never said for Nazir, for the Tamid. I don't know, y'all have Tamid mi Pesach, or maybe we'll learn the Karim Tamid out of the Karim Pesach. So Amarab HaKavachaymer, Amek HaKavachaymer, Umab HaMakom Shalei Hutu Lai Tuma Yedua, in a place where if there was a known Tuma, it wouldn't be mutter, which is the nazar and the oisa pesach, and nonetheless, utulei tumas hatayim. It has a heter of tumas hatayim. Makom she utulei tuma yedua. So by the talmud, where there's a heter of tuma yedua, because if the tzibur is tamei or the kehanim were tamei, there's a heter of tuma hotur b'tzibur. So it's a more kuladik a carbon legabi tum as far as tuma is concerned. So ain't it din she utulei tumas hatayim. So for sure, We should be matter Tumas HaTayim, even l'chatchila, even though you have Tahirim there. So says the Gemara, Ami, how could you make such a Kal V'Chaymer? Mide Anin and Kal V'Chaymer from Halacha, are you allowed to make a Kal V'Chaymer from Halacha L'Mashim Yisinai? Ratani, didn't we learn in a Braisa, Amaloi Rabliezer said to Rabbi Kiva, Akiva, Etzim Kesayra Halacha, Etzim Kesayra, that shear of barley's size bone of a mace is enough to break Nazir's and make the Nazir be Megaleach, is halacha. Is a halacha l'mash mesina. We don't have any pasuk that says that beferish. Revi is dam kavachemer. So Rabbi Kiva wanted to learn that if an etzem kisar, which is not metame ba'ayo, breaks Nazir's, so a Revi is dam, which is metame ba'ayo le'koshkin, then it should break his Nazir's. On that, Rabbi Shmuel said to Rabbi Kiva, you can't make such a kavachemer, because since etzem kisayra is a halacha, and Revi is dam kavachemer, you try to make a Revi is dam a kavachemer from etzem kisayra, you can't do that, because ain't done a kavachemer halacha. You can't make a kavachemer from halacha l'mashem yisinai. So the same thing over here, if the heter of Tumas HaTayim is halacha l'mashem yisinai, how could you start making a kavachemer that if it works by the Karban Pesach and the Karban Nazir, so kol shekein it should work by the Karban Talmud? Ela Amar Rava, therefore says Rava, and Echanami, it's not a Kavachomer, but rather it's a Gzeir Shava, Yalav Mayadam Yipesach. You make a Gzeir Shava, it says Mayadam by the Talmud, like we know, and it says Mayadam Yipesach, so just like by Pesach, there's a din of Tumas HaTayim, so too by the Talmud, there's a din of Tumas HaTayim. Fragt the Gemara Tumas Atayim Gufa Herichsiva. So Rashi points out that this Shaka V'Tarya was not said as a hemshach of the previous Shaka V'Tarya, because it just got finished saying it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. This is the Gemara is asking Bechlal, and the previous Gemara is going like the Maskana that we're going to say over here that it's Halacha Moshe Mesinai. So Tumas Atayim Herichsiva. Where does it say Bechlal the Heter of Tumas Atayim? Arab Lazar Amar Krokas. It says in the pasuk V'chi Yamos Meisalav. This is by a Nazar. It says V'chi Yamos Meisalav B'Fasa Bisaim. So Alav, what does it mean? Alav. It has to be known to him, then it breaks into Zeris. If it's not known to him, it's a Tumas Atahim, so then it doesn't break into Zeris. Ask your Chanazar. So there, now we know there's a din of Tumas Atahim by another. Or is it Pesach Nalan? How do you know by the current Pesach there's a din of Tumas Atahim? Amr Biechan and Amr Kra, Biderech Rechaik Alachem. It says a person who will be Tamei, so that word Lachem is extra to teach us, Lachem, it has to be clear to you. And like Rashi points out, the Lachem is going back on both of them, so the Tumah also has to be clear to the people. If it's not clear to the people, it's a Tumah Zatayim, then it doesn't stop them from bringing the Karban Pesach.
And another we're talking about where it was also after the fact he brought all his
kibbutz. He brought his kibbutz and then he found out. Then he found out that he was talking. Rishim ben Lakish Amar, a little bit of a different drasha, kiderech. The Torah is makash tuma to a derech. Ma derech begoli, a road that you travel on is obviously begoli. It's not hidden, then you wouldn't be able to travel there. So aftuma, nami has to be dafke if it was begoli. Meisve, on that fact, the Gemara, ezeh tumas atayim. What's considered tumas atayim? No one recognized it, or it's in a state now that no one could recognize it, according to some Rishonim, then it's considered Tumas HaTahayim. But there's somebody who knows about this Tumah, even if he's not here now, he's B'Seif HaElam, but he knows that the Tumah is there, then ain't that Tumas HaTahayim. It's not considered a Tumas HaTahayim. So why is that so? According to Rabbi Lazar, who darshens by Nazar, it has to be known to him, to the Nazar himself, Adi Yadahu. So what do you care if there's someone besides Adam who knows it? As long as it's covered from him, it should be good enough. Rabbi Yochanan, who says by Karban Pesach to Amar Lachem, that it has to be known to you. So again, Lachem is Lashon Rav. There has to be a minimum of two people who know it. If one person knows it, then it shouldn't take away from the fact that it's a Tumas HaTahayim. Rav Shimon ben Lakish d'amar kederech, and according to Rav Shimon ben Lakish, who says that Tumas HaTahayim by Karban Pesach is learned because it's hookish to a derech, so then even it's even more shver. Adi Adi Kulama, it has to be known to everybody, just like a road that is known to everybody. And as long as it's hidden from some people, it should be sufficient. So why are we saying that if even one person knows about it, it's not Tumas HaTahayim? Ela must be Tumas HaTahayim Melchus HaKemirila. Tumas HaTahayim is Halacha Moshe Mesinai, and that's the way the Halacha was given over. It has to be Tahayim to the point that it's so covered up that no one knows about it. If it's known by somebody, then it's no longer Tumas HaTahayim.
How do we ever know if it's known?
I always wondered that. The only thing I would say is, as long as you don't know that people know about it, you have a right to, it was covered up, you have a right to assume that people don't know about it.
I mean, it should be a
topic of
the
rice.
The mother should
do another in the zeros. Right, so I'm not sure, unless that's the way it was said, the halacha was said, that as long as it was in a way that you could assume that it was, that it may have not been known, you have a right to, as long as you don't know, you have a right to assume that.
Mm-hmm. And Nazir, are we saying that the karbalos are kasher, but he has to do his nazirs?
No, he was yoytze his karbalos, which means to say he got out of his nazirs. It wasn't saying his nazirs. Because that's the halacha of Tumas HaTahayim by Nazir, that since it wasn't known until after his karbanos, it doesn't break his nazir. Right. Well, by Nazir it's one and the same. The karbanos is what takes him out of his nazir. If he wouldn't come out of the zeros, then there would be no point in the karbanos. The karbanos wouldn't be kosher.
Yes. Quantity of time, meaning
but
he said Nazir for 30 days.
I'm saying if it didn't break his if it breaks in the zeros, then his karbanos can't be kosher. So if his karbanos are kosher, our karkos, the Torah is saying that it didn't break his zeros either.
It's a much bigger
chiddush. But our karkos, that has to be part of the chiddush. So says the Gemara out.
Say like the nida or the zava. Not a zava, right?
No, 100%. Over there, we're not saying they're not talking about the fair. We're just saying it doesn't break the carbon. 100%. By another, it's a bigger chiddush. It doesn't break the nazir.
I don't know why we're saying that. There's no
concept of the sun. That's part of the halacha of Moshe Mesinai.
Why do we say it by nazir, not by a zava?
But where's the negiah by his
nazir?
By nazir, we're not saying he's not tummy. We're just saying it didn't break his naziris. Right, but by any other carbon, right, by any other thing, what's a negiah for? I mean, you. Right, he'll be a tummy mace. The nazir, of course, he's going to be tummy. He's going to need right.
Okay, we just separate the carbon from the etzem thing.
Right.
And
the Naziris.
It's not like the
Naziris.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So by
Nazir, right. Because
Nazir
is the only one who has
that. Being that goof is the definition of not being Nazir anymore, right. Your carbon was
Marat. Right, yes. So it has to be Allah HaMashim Sinai, and since it's Allah HaMashim Sinai, that's the way that Allah HaMashim Sinai is different. I, all these psukim, Tarat is across, Bakhtan Ba'amo. Over in Mari Barabashi. Loi Shonu, Elo Shenayde Loi La'achar Zrika. That which we say that Tumas Dahaim is okay is only if they didn't find out that he was Tameh until after the Zrika. Dichi is dark dam, Shapra is dark, because at the time of the Zrika was done properly, because at the time they had a right to assume that he was Tar. I will notice the name Zrika. If let's say the Shechita was done, and we're in the middle of the Avodah, and the Zrika wasn't done yet, and then they found out that he was Tameh from a Tumas Taim, Lemiratza. So over there, the Halach L'Mashim Messina of Tumas Taim wasn't said, and the carbon is no good. Meisvei, on that fact, the Gemara, Hamoitzi Meis Mushkov L'Rachav Eshel Derech. If they found a mace lying across the width of the road. Now the reason why we say the width of the road is because if he's lying across the length of the road, then it's possible that he didn't step on the mace. He went to one side or the other side, and it's a sabatum versus around, he would be tar regardless. But if he's lying across the width of the road from side to side, so it's impossible that he wasn't mal on the mace. So if he walked by this road, by definition, al kach is tamei. Narvas, it's a tumas hatamei, because no one ever knew that the mace was there. So the truma tamei, as far as Truma is concerned, there's no heter of Tumas Hatayim for Truma. So maybe he's Tami. Masha Enkin for Nazir and Noisa Pesach, where there is a din of Tumas Hatayim, Tar is Tar. V'chol Tami v'Tar lahabahu. Now if we're handling Tami or Tar over here, we're obviously handling for the future. I mean, for Truma, what's a negate for Truma? It's a negate that can't eat Truma now. It's not a negate for anything in the past. Bishlama, by Nazir and Noisa Pesach, you could say it's a negate for the past. Were you yet to the government? Were you not yet to the government? But if we're handling Tami or Tar and we're comparing and contrasting to Truma, we're talking about the future. So that means the heter of Tumas at the time that was said by Nazir and Noisa Pesach is not only in the past, but is even for the future. Ella, therefore, rather says the Gemara, Yitmar Haki Yitmar. Omar Mar Bar Vashi. Don't make that mistake and say that it's only Miratza if they find out after the Zrika, but Kozman they found out before the Zrika, it's no good. So we see from here, even if it was known before the Zrika, nonetheless, it's Miratza. And like we shouldn't speak out, it has to be that the void already started, it has to be after the Shechita. But once the Shechita was done, but Tumas HaTaim, even though you find out before the Zrika, since it was a Tumas HaTaim, and then there's a Heter of Tumas HaTaim, not only is it kosher until now, but it's also a Heter to go right there and to do the Zrika.
So you have to have had the Shechita.
Yes.
You have to have started the Shechita.
Right, you have to have started the Shechita process already, but once the carbon was started, and then they found out about the Tumas HaTaim, then you have a Heter to go right there.
What was
that
mean?
I mean,
after the Zrika, it's already done.
No, but the Kshara is of your Yotzer or not.
So, after the Zrika.
The Kaddish is that we're not going to say that Mafraya, you were Tomei, and you weren't Yotze. Gufa. Hamaiti mace, Mushkav the Rech Bishol Derech, if he finds a mace going across the width of the road, so the Chuma Tomei, because there's no din of Tumas Taim, the Nazar is a Pesach Tar. That's only if it's filling the entire path from side to side. If it's, let's say, to the right, and you can go technically go on the left side and not be mile, or it's on the left, then you could technically go on the right side and not be, yeah.
I'm sorry. When we're saying over here, Nazir and Pesach, they're tahor. Again, this is only after the fact. This isn't that he's tahor if it's day 12 in his Naziris. He doesn't have to become Tame and he
is. Right. Correct.
So it's not really. So, Aviyesh Makam Lavar, Apu Trumatar.
Because now it's a Savitum versus Ram. He doesn't know that he ever became Tami from it.
Right. But I'm saying that it's really also by another also.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He doesn't have to go start up.
Right. And Echanami, it's Nagiyat and Azra as well, right? Yeah,
and,
but.
And even the
reason why we said it that way is because the Bryce has said before, we say Tumas the time by these two and not by Chuma. Over here, after Chuma Tara. But and Echanami, you're right.
Before that, where he was saying that,
it's Nagiyat, right? It's Nagiyat for Azra and Azra Pesa, yeah. We're just saying it that way because that's the way the Bryce has said it before.
Right.
Yeah, and Echanami, it's Nagiyat, right? It's Nagiyat for them, for the Nazir and the Isa Pesach that they're not Tameh. It's Nagiyat to them that if they find out before the Shechita that they'll be allowed to do the Shechita.
The Nazir and the
Tameh?
No, that's Marvar Rashi said you have to have started the
road. No, but that's only because it filled the entire road.
Oh, because it filled the entire road.
If it didn't fill the entire road, if you're going to be Matarim for Chuma and you're going to say that he doesn't have to
so then
he's going to be able to bring his Karma too. Right, so you're right. Avadid has not Kaminis also for Nazir and Zepeza. But just because that was the Lashon of the Brisa, that it's not Tara for Chuma, so we said in this way it is Tara for Chuma. So, our Yesh Makam Lavra, but if there's place to go on the side and not be mile on the way, so after Chumatar. Vaiter, even if it's going from side to side, that's only true if the mace was whole. Our Mushpar, if it's broken, Umafurak, and taken apart, so even though the head is on one side of the road and the feet are on the other side of the road, but maybe there's a path in between that you can go without being mile. So Vaiter, he's going to be Tar because Shem Amin Aparak Amar, because maybe he walked on that path. Again, it's a Savatam Brishas Aram. Uve Kever, however, that's only if he's not in a Kever. If he's in a Kever, I'll feel the Meshubar Mefurik. It's not going to help that he's Meshubar Mefurik, because Tomei will still be Tomei, because the entire Kever is Tomei, the entire Kever is Mitzarev. So as long as the Kever goes from side to side, even if half the mace is on one side of the Kever and half the mace is on the other side of the Kever, and there's space in between, who cares? Even if he walked on that space in between, he would still be Tomei. When is that said that if there's a gap in between, that he's Tar because maybe possibly he wasn't Mahil, but Mahalach Barakli, he's walking on his feet. Avotaron, if he's carrying a load, Rochover is riding Tomei. Lefisha Mahalach Beragla Vashishala Yigav Loyal. Because if he's walking, he could walk a very straight path, and it's possible that he walked a straight line in between without touching and without being mal on anything that's Tomei. I will tell him if he's carrying a load, so he's not so sturdy, he's going to be wobbling a little bit from side to side. Or he's riding, so the animal inevitably does that as well. Yashishala Yigav Loyal. So if there's only a narrow path, you can't just assume that he went on that narrow path, because it's impossible that he went in a straight line, and he went a little bit to the right and a little bit to the left, and he was ended up being mahil. This is all by Tumas HaTaim, going back to the ratio of the price, that it's tar for a nazir and a isa pesa, that's dafka by Tumas HaTaim. Al b'tuma yadua, but if it was a known tuma, so, and if it's in a way that it's going to be tali for tuma, dahainu, it's in a way that it's impossible that he... It's not a Savitum, it's a Valitum, it's impossible that he wasn't Mile. So then Tommy's going to be Tommy for Nazar and Isa, as far as Nazar and Isa Pesach is concerned as well, meaning they're not yet to their carbon.
Not much of a
finish. Yeah, and I'm speaking there. The Aza, he, Tumas HaTaim. What's considered a Tumas HaTaim? Koshele Hikuba Echad B'Saif Oilam. I mean, the passage, the reason the Bryce said the previous line is just the. Is as Akhtama to this, to discuss what the rules of Tumas HaTaim are. The Ezer Tumas HaTaim, what is considered Tumas HaTaim? Koshal Hikabo Echab B'Sevoim, that no one recognizes, like we quoted before. Aval Hikabo Echab B'Sevoim, if there's somebody who knows that the Tumas is there, Ezer Tumas HaTaim is no longer considered Tumas HaTaim. Mitzo Talim B'Tevin, the offer of its service, it was buried in straw, dirt, pebbles. How is it Tumas HaTaim? It's called a Tumas HaTaim because it's possible that as of now, no one knows it because it's in a way that no one could see it. As of now, it's covered up, and it's possible, Rashi says, that this pile of rubble fell on him before anybody knew that he was there. B'mayim, but if he's covered in water, where it's technically possible to see, or b'afela, it's just dark, but had there been light there, you would see him. Or b'nekike aslayim, he wasn't covered by anything yet, but it just in a crevice between the rocks. But if someone would go there, it's possible to see. So now it's not in a way that it's covered from everybody. It's possible to be seen. So then, in the Tumas HaTaim, it's not considered a Tumas HaTaim. This is the price that we quoted earlier, that the heter of tumas time was only said the gabe tumas meis, and like the Gemara discussed before, either it's coming to exclude tumas sheretz or it's coming to exclude tumas ziva.
So it's not only that nobody knows it, it's also that it's in a position that nobody
as of now it can't be known, right? The way it is currently, no one can see it. No one can know it.
Sounds like it's not about actual knowledge.
Right. If it's in such a way, right.
But if you saw that it's in a grave, like it's clearly somebody dug a hole.
Well, obviously,
somebody knows it. Right.
I mean, obviously, someone had to bury him there.
But the question is, it could have been. I don't know.
It could have been three generations ago, right? I don't know how far back it goes, right? Okay. It says the next mishnah: Nitma Shalom Arubai. If the entire Karban Pesach became Tamei, or even Reva the Karban Pesach became Tamei, Sarf and Oseid of Ne'abiro. So then it has to be burnt because it's pasul, and it's burnt in front of the Beis Hamikdash. Me'atim Racha, and from the wood supplied by Hektish. Nitma mi'uta, if only part of it became Tamei, v'anayser, or the nicer which has to be burnt, the leftovers that weren't eaten that night, sarf anayser b'chatzor same, so that wasn't burnt by the Beis Hamikdash, rather each person burnt it in his own yard, in his own chatzor, ayavagaseron on the roofs. Me'ati atman, and they sponsored their own wood. Hatzikonim, the cheap people, Sarf and Oysam of Ne'abir, so they, even when it was Nitma Miuta or it was nicer, they went, there's free public wood being given in the Beis Hamikdash anyway, so they went to burn it in the Beis Hamikdash b'shul l'hames me'atzei amarocha. So just let's see that first piece of Gemara. By time Amar Yosi Bar Chanin, why b'chlal were they misakin that when it was Nitma Shalom Arubai that they burn it in front of the Beis Hamikdash? It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that it has to be burnt there. So it says the Gemara Kedei Levayishan, it was a knas to be mevayish them. If they were so not careful with it that the entire thing became tummy, or if it became tummy, that means they weren't careful with it. So in order to be mevayish them for doing such a thing, so that's why they said that that it should be burnt in public in front of the Beis HaMikdash. Okay.